log HI uttered. This slok has been written in Mangalacharna. Srila Goswami in his own book Gita Dhammadhara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inspired Rupa Goswami in prayer that you should fulfill my wishes. Why I have come? To give and to practice my soul. Unnat Ujjal Parakiya Bhav of Gopis. Unparalleled. Even in Golok Vrindavan. What to tell of this world? You should also see that this pain is our Nitya Dharma. Eternal religion of all entity, living entity, not only a person. Someone loved anyone, any lady or person. They were married, loving each other, but anyone of them saw that my wife is not solely loving me but to another person, he'll be upset. Or if wife is saying that my husband is not loving me, but internally he loves anyone, then he will be upset. Their whole life will be upset. Not only in this world, to men only and women. Everywhere there are relations of wife or husband and loved and beloved, even in creatures. Creepers, trees, animals. Without this loving, they cannot. They cannot live. Also, trees and creepers have this affection, but they cannot express. We can express to extent, some extent. But this frame is through this body. Material body, to satisfy these bodies. This brain is what? This is called calm and this is not pure. This is called lust and it will always give pain and suffering. So many problems. We think that and we see that in whole world this problem is there. Each person, those who have lust for each other. They cannot be satisfied. A man cannot satisfy fully any woman. Woman cannot satisfy. This satisfaction only comes if we have some affection to Krishna. Otherwise, anyone cannot be satisfied. After 1 month, 2 months, one day, 2 days, 4 days, he will be not satisfied and he will see another. We are culprit and we have been driven from that and we have come to this only in jail. This is like a jail. We are all refugees. So how we can be without problem? So Krishna has arranged to test more sufferings and more problems he has created, that go to this world and test. You are seeking lust in wife, in husband, in children, in mother, father, in friends, in worldly things. You will not be happy. They will create problems, problems and problems. Ram has also come to teach these things. he came with his own Lakshmi, Sita Devi, to play a role, to teach worldly evil person. Went in one jungle, forest, with Lakshman and Sita Devi. What to teach? What to teach? Lust is very bad thing. Sometimes husband becomes controlled by wife's lust. And what he is doing, he should not do. Marriage came in the shape of
deer, golden deer.
Golden deer. No? Sita. Saw it. Rama controlled by Sita. He is showing. Sita told, I want this deer. You can catch it living, or you can shoot it and bring his skin. Lakshman wanted, don't follow this deer. This deer is not real deer. Any demon, and will be put in troubles and so many problems. Don't go. Disobey your wife. I am warning. But Rama was so controlled to show others. He was not controlled. He is himself Krishna, Bhagavan. So he is not under Maya, but he is showing that if you are controlled like this, the effect will be this. Problems will come. Ram told, yes, I should do. I must carry the order of my wife. If he is demon, no harm. If he is anything, no harm. He went, and what was the result, you know? Problem to last. What problem? Ram has to left Sita two times. You know that? He left Sita for
ever.
At the last. Only that he was with Raman some days. She was pure, but even all were in doubt. Sita is pure or not pure. So Ram has to follow that. He was lusty, but yet standing in the jungle forest, he was repenting. He was in what? In Raj Palace. Raj Palace?
Think?
Royal Palace. But Sita was in forest, in the ashram of Valmiki, sleeping on the mat of grasses in jungle, cutting the wood for making cooking. Nothing there, like palace. Ram was repenting. I sent Sita in. But I should also don't take any test, anything. He gave up all these things. He used to be alone in his palace, sitting,
sleeping on the floor.
On mat. Sita has need.
Sleep.
She can easily sleep, but Ram cannot. Sita. Okay. I have done mistake. I have gone to satisfy my praja, my
client. Subjects.
I have done wrong. Sita. Always weeping. Valmiki was there to
console
Sita. But Ram has none who will
console
Ram. No one to remove his
white tears.
Always it is. It is no the heart of Ram will also be bitterly. What became at last? Ram has some yajna. Anywhere on the bank of a river Gomti, near Naimisharanya, all the subjects, mothers, monkeys, Hanuman, Sugriv, Vibhishan, Bharat, Shatrughna, all mothers, Kaikeyi, Kausalya, all were assembled there. And sacrifice was Ashwamedh Yajna, not Ashwamedh, Raisu Yajna was done there. In the morning up to 10, Yajna was going on. And after that, in the middle period, midday, all is to assemble and to hear Purans, Katha. One day, Laukus came in that Sabha, Sabha, assembly. The very beautiful boy as Ram was, both were twin brothers coming at once from home. Age about 8 or 9. Very beautiful. Resembling face like Ram. But no one knows that from where they have come and who are they. And they took Veena in their hands and began to recite Valmiki Ramayana. Very beautifully, so marvelous tune, Murchana and Aroha, you know?
Up and down.
Sounds going so high in Karuna Ras. Karuna Ras means? Karuna Ras?
Lamentation.
And again came trembling down. Like in Veena comes. That throat was so sweet. All were tearing pain, dark silence. The scene was that they were singing from Ajodhya. Ram, Lakshman and Sita are by the order of Kaikeyi, they are living in Vrindavan. Ajodhya. Dasharatha was lamenting so much and he told Haram and died at once. In the shape of Sannyasi, the three went. All were waiting there. So when they were describing and singing, thin drop silence was there. All were moved and all were weeping. The boys were also weeping. They were not weeping. But Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Kaikeyi, Kausalya, Hanuman, Sugriv, and all the audience were waiting by hearing, as if Ram is actually going just now. That day it became late for them. Ram sent Lakshman, go and ask them, who is the father of this boy? And from where they have come? And give this donation, a pot, golden pot, full of golden coins. So many rashmi cloth, rashmi silk hand, with gold ornaments. Lakshman came down from the throne and called the two boys. My dear boys, can you tell who is the father, who is your father, the father's name? And from where you are coming? Your designation? What?
Designation.
I did. I know. I want to know. Ram once saw it. They became silent and told, "You know that Vedas you have read, you are learning person. To brahmachari and sannyasi, one should not ask the father and mother of the brahmachari and sannyasi. You don't know this etiquette, and asking by father, you are that I am brahmachari, we are two brahmacharis. Oh yes, we are the disciple of Valmiki, and from there we are coming. He has learned these things to me. He became wordless.
Silent.
And he was ashamed. Oh yes, they are telling right. So you should not ask the father's name, mother, well, or Maharaj, you are married, your wife is still there, your sons or daughters are there. To brahmachari, don't ask the name of father and mother. Only you can ask from whom your guru, what is the name of your guru there? Where is your ashram? You can ask. Only this, not anything. And ask Harikatha. So Lakshman was astonished and ashamed, but he told that, "Very good, but we want to donate something you. This goat in this golden pot, some jewels are there, alankar, ornaments are there." They replied, "What is the use of? For brahmachari, we cannot take it. We are simply brahmachari. We take fruits, and it is efficient in offering. In our ashram, no need of taking any patra, no vessel or anything. We take water from our hands. Nothing. It is not no use of us brahmachari. Please return it to Ram. He is king and he has so many things to do. We have nothing to do with all these things." And they returned. When they returned to their mother, mother was waiting. "Why today it became so late?" She asked. She took this boy in his arms, this room, and began to
cry.
Both. In right and left
side.
"Oh, sons, why you make late?" They answered, "Today, mother, we went very far away in the council of any king." Any king. They don't know name and anything. King. "And there we were singing. I don't know why all were sleeping. All. The king was also his brothers and even monkeys and
deer.
Nah.
Deer.
Are in a yam one.
They are
also weeping. But I, oh mother, I see very strange thing there." "What?" "That there was a golden statue. "Oh, fully like you are
talking,
but she was not talking. But same thing, same mouth, same. All beauty, everything. Sita began to weep bitterly. Why they are telling, mother, why you are weeping and doing like this? Why? But what Sita can tell? Because Ram has given us. The same Ram. He could not tell anything. Anyhow, next day, Ram asked Valmiki, "Bring Sita at once. I know that Sita is with you. I know. Bring Sita. Without Sita I cannot be. He brought next day Sita coming, two boys like this, his fingers
hand in hand,
boys sing in ground, and he was silently coming, following Valmiki. All were pinned off silence in 40 vastus. Rama was eagerly seeing Lakshman, Hanuman, Kausalya, Sumitra, all were eagerly seeing. Who is these two boys? It seems that, oh Sita, come. So must be the son of Rama. Otherwise they cannot be so beautiful. And Sita came nearer. Ram asked Sita, I want a proof that you are pure. Sita told very honorably, mildly, yet you are wanting any proof? You have not received any good proof by Dasarath Maharaj, by Paman Dev, by Fire Dev. They have not told you? Yes, I am giving any proof. And he prayed like this. He told, O Mother Earth, you are my mother. At once he should be divided in two. And take me in your lap. If I don't know anyone other than Ram, my heart has not touched anyone for
a second.
And you see that I am pure, at once you should give me your life. She told only three times. At once, with a sound, earth was divided. A very golden, very beautiful golden chariot came at once. No? And Prithvi Devi took in his arms Sita Devi in his lap. And at once, earth was
closed.
Ram at once jumped up. Sita, Sita, Sita. And began to cry. You have done leaving me? Oh, my sister, mother-in-law, Prithvi. So my Sita, otherwise I will
shoot you.
And I will do in pieces. At once I want. Valmiki at once came and stopped it and told Ram, don't be like this. Now Sita has come there and she is waiting there. You should also be there. So what these are? Only it was lust for Ram, showing to world. And don't do like this. If you want to be happy, you should try to attain pure love affection for Krishna. Don't do me like this. Other problems from all that become problems. So we should think that this frame is our
property,
our sabhavik nitya dharma. We'll have to achieve if we want to be happy forever. Don't create nonsense things by lust and all these things. If you are married, no harm. Treat a wife as Krishna Priya. Serve and try to be together with love and affection. But that real and affection should be reserved for Krishna. Do your duty only to practice bhakti yoga, to be with her or your children or with wealth. They are not bad. But try to माने उनका उपयोग अच्छा होना चाहिए.
Try to
proper utilize it. Don't think that they are like always for lust. Only to gain something for me. Don't. But make it proper use and make it like Vaikunth here in this world. And practice bhakti yoga. It is all for practice. It is this. This is a school like this.
A training center.
You should take center training here. Don't be involved. Otherwise, it will make so much problem. Now, I will begin this sloka. I have only told that lust is another thing, and Krishna, pure Krishna premeena is another thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give this eternal dharma,
religion.
He has come. He has descended to this world. So we should not khona nahi chahiye that meeting. We should not waste this very opportunity, good opportunity. In this very life, from today, we should practice bhakti yoga. Being in the association of pure devotees, where there is no politics, hypocrisy, duplicity, democracy, diplomacy. Be out of all these things. Try to be in the association. Today, this, again, tomorrow I will explain this is the real and deeper meaning of this issue. This is like a
platform.
I'm so happy. I'm debted to you that you have come to see, to hear all these things. I'm also fortunate to tell all these things. I should not tell. It is very secret thing and very high. But if I will not tell, any one of you cannot tell. So if anyone of you are taking this thing, what I am telling, I will think that I am satisfied that you are taking this thing. If thousand parts, one part, in among thousand parts, you will take one part, then also I am satisfied. Because if a greed comes, then you can practice it forever. Gaur
Pranam.
One kirtan.